All right. Good morning. This is Jennifer. This is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. And this is the first of our chapter 7 days. So that means we're going to be reading through all of chapter 7. At the very beginning of our Bible study, way back in the olden days, on chapter 1, we actually began by reading through the entire book of Hebrews. If you're just now joining us, I really encourage you to go back and read through the whole book of Hebrews. You can listen through it. I did a few times, and I just played it on my YouVersion Bible app, and I did my walk in the morning, and I listened through the entire book of Hebrews. It's perfect timing because it takes about 40 minutes to listen through the whole book, and so I do about a 20-minute walk, 25 minutes in the morning. So one morning I listened to first half and then came home and listened to it on my own, and then the next morning I did my walk and listened to the second half. Anyway, I don't have enough time for a 40-minute walk. I'm doing about 20, 25 minutes. But anyway, that's a great way to listen to it. And then just sit down and read through it yourself. You want to read through it with your Bible in front of you and a piece of paper ready to go, because you're going to want to take notes. Don't take any notes the first read through. Just read through it. And then the second read through, go back and take some notes. And then each week when we come back together, the very first day of the new lesson, we go back to the book and read the chapter that we're going to be focusing on. So, of course, this week is chapter 7. We're reading through chapter 7. So let me move over to that so you can see the screen. Ta-da! That is the cover of our new chapter, chapter 7. If you were with us last night in Bible study, you joined us for the small group fellowship time, and you'll see here our reminders that our next meeting gets together on January 8th or 9th. And our talk last night was Hold Fast to Hope. If you missed the talk last night, please listen to it again. I will be delivering it again live this morning, but you can go already. Last night's talk is already up on our Dwelling Richly podcast, so go listen to that. And that'll give you a great overview of chapter 6. Hopefully it'll bring some clarity and answer questions that you might have had, or maybe give you questions that you didn't even think you had. There's a lot to cover in chapter 6. All right. So chapter 7, I want to make sure you see that I've given you an overview of each chapter at the very beginning of your lesson. And this will help you to schedule your time. I try to make sure that each day's lesson takes no more than 30 minutes. So if I think it's going to take a little longer, I'll split that day into two lessons. And actually, days 2 and 3 are in that category. Some of you might be able to use your time wisely, and you're very familiar with skimming through the Bible. It'll take you about 30 minutes to do it. Others might find it takes a little longer, or you just get really involved and you want to stay in, and so you just want to keep reading. So I split that day into two sessions for you, days 2 and 3, and then you will see that we don't normally do an overview. We do a read through and we jump right into the lesson. But I felt it was really important for us to have an overview of chapter 7. Based on my studies through it and just where we are right now, I wanted to make sure we have the big picture again as we move on. So you'll enjoy those pages. I hope it'll help you to engage with the scripture. My goal actually in providing these overviews isn't just to give you something to do, but to start to train you on how to do Bible study, because the techniques I'm showing you in what I've provided in the overview is a technique you can use on any book of the Bible when you do your reading and studying on your own. And as we've been learning through Hebrews, we who desire to grow in our faith, and that would be anybody who's actually a Christian, by the way, if you're not desiring to grow, then you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not a believer, you're not a Christian, and we need to kind of back up and make sure you've made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. That's another conversation for another day. So Christians, you should be desiring to grow, and that should lead you to eventually being able to teach. That doesn't mean you're standing in front of a microphone on a stage with a podium and teaching the masses. It just means in some way that you are sharing what you've learned and passing that on, and we talked a little bit more about that last night in our study as well. As well as last week as well, or 2 weeks ago in my talk. All right, so here we are in our read and memorize portion. And our scripture memory for this week is Hebrews 7, verse 25. I'll scroll down to that in just a minute. But let me go ahead and read to you the introduction here, and then we'll get into our read-through portion of the day. I'm really glad you're here. Thank you for joining me. So please join me live or later today, 12:12. Did I get the date right? I sure did. Phew. I always have to go through each one of those when I make the dates and make sure I'm doing them correctly. And every weekday, as I teach through this lesson, live at 7 a.m. on Facebook, at LMCC Women or Zoom. You can still use the Zoom app. People don't tend to use that. Maybe it's because you're just fine with Facebook, but it's a great option for people who aren't on Facebook. So I never want to hear someone say, I can't do the Bible study. I'm not on Facebook. Not that they would use that voice, but you know what I mean. Tell them to use the Zoom app. It's a really great app. All right. Later, you can join us live or later. So later, enjoy the recorded sessions on YouTube. And that's on my channel, youtube.com/C/Jennifer Richman or the Dwelling Richly podcast. Just open up any podcast app or iTunes and look for podcasts and then subscribe to Dwelling Richly. I encourage you to subscribe and hit the notifications button so you can be alerted when I post a new video. As you read in the introduction, we are reading and writing the entire book of Hebrews over the course of the study. At the end of this lesson packet, I provided several blank pages for you to write the word. Use these or any pages, perhaps a journal, to write each chapter of Hebrews. At the end of this study, you'll have written the entire book. Excuse me. I kind of had a sneeze and a cough come on all of a sudden. All right. Sorry. Excuse me. And that is what it is quite a treasure to have all of that. So good for you. While you study Hebrews, write any notes, thoughts, questions, even drawings that will help you engage and understand the scripture. Before you read and write, pray that God would open the eyes of your heart to see clearly the wonders in his word, that he would give you wisdom to grasp and apply what you're reading. If you're ever at a point when you're not understanding the word, pause and pray. And I want you to not dismiss the power of prayer. I want you to enter into your time of study with prayer. I've written a prayer for you at the beginning of every day of this lesson. That's the prayer that I prayed. And it was a focusing point for me to get into the word and to prepare that lesson for you. So you can use that as a guide, or you can pray your own heartfelt prayer. Some find it very helpful to journal their prayers and write them. And it's a neat thing to go back, especially if you're lifting up prayer requests to the Lord, to go back and read those and see how God is honoring and asking. And I think a very noble prayer request is that God would give you wisdom to understand and apply his word. So today we're going to read Hebrews chapter 7. If you haven't read chapters 1 through 6 yet, be sure to read them as well. Write chapter 7, and we'll do that after I sign off on this video. And if you haven't written chapters 1 through 6, set aside time this week to do that. It doesn't take too long to write each chapter. It might take a while for those of you who aren't used to manually writing things out. We're also used to typing things on the computer or on our phones. But you can do it, and it'll be quite a treasure at the end of our study to have the entire book of Hebrews handwritten. Wow. And then memorize. This week we're memorizing Hebrews 7:25, a short verse this week. I provided space at the opening of each of the lessons for this. So why not take a picture throughout the lesson? I'm encouraging you to engage with us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, those types of things, or just text or email as well. Those are encouragements to those who read and see that you're doing your Bible study. It's not bragging. It's not showing off. It's just sharing the love of the Lord. And while people are out there posting their food and posting their coffee and posting their workouts, why not post something of eternal value? Post the Word of God. And I enjoy seeing it. It's very encouraging to me when I see it. It's affirming. And Satan does a great job of trying to get me discouraged, thinking that nobody cares, no one's joining me and all that. I'm human. I struggle with that sometimes too. And I'll tell you right now, when I see a post or you send me a text, mostly I get texts from you, and I really appreciate those. They are an encouragement to me, and I think they'll encourage you as well, as you and I can engage in that way. I love it. So our memory verse this week is Hebrews 7:25, which reads, "Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them." That's short compared to what we've been memorizing. So I'm really proud of those of you who've memorized the longer verses. You get a break, you get a little short one. But that word consequently should be a cue that there is something right before that verse that we want to say, consequently, consequently, as a result of what? So we're going to get to that. But that's the space provided for you to do that up there. And right now, we're just going to go over to Hebrews 7. I'm going to look over on Bible Gateway and open that up there so we can read this together. I'll be reading out of the English Standard Version. I've explained a few times why I have chosen to use the English Standard Version, so I won't go into that today. But if you're curious why I've chosen this, there's actually a pretty, I have a few good reasons why I picked the English Standard Version, the ESV. And if you're curious, please ask. I'd love to share my reasons why, and we can engage about that as well. So let's go ahead and read God's Word and pray and ask for His wisdom and understanding as we get into it. Would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank You for the power of Your Word today as it reminds us who You are and who we need to be. Thank You for drawing us to You. We would like to draw near to You as well during this time. Give us wisdom and understanding. Give us those aha moments that open up our heart and our mind to You. And help us to receive Your Word with understanding right now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Get some water. Feel free to follow along in your Bible or just listen along. I know some of you are listening while you're driving or exercising and getting your day started. So I'm glad you're here. And I'll read the word to us now. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. And to him Abraham apportioned a tenth part of everything. He is first, by translation of his name, King of Righteousness. And then he is also King of Salem, that is, King of Peace. He is without father or mother or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he continues a priest forever. See how great this man was, to whom Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the spoils. And those descendants of Levi who received the priestly office have a commandment in the law to take tithes from the people, that is, from their brothers, though these also are descendants from Abraham. But this man who does not have his descent from them received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. It is beyond dispute that the inferior is blessed by the superior. In the one case, tithes are received by mortal men, but in the other case, by one of whom it testifies that he lives. One might say that Levi himself, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, for he was still in the loins of his ancestor when Melchizedek met him. Now, if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, for under it people received the law, what further need would there have been for another priest to arise after the order of Melchizedek, rather than one named after the order of Aaron? For when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well. For the one of whom these things are spoken belonged to another tribe, from which no one has ever served at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, and in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests. This becomes even more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become a priest, not on the basis of legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but by the power of an indestructible life. For it is witnessed of him, "You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." For on the one hand, a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect. But on the other hand, a better hope is introduced, through which we draw near to God. And it was not without an oath, for those who formerly became priests were made such without an oath. But this one was made a priest by an oath, by the one who said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever." This makes Jesus the guarantor of a better covenant. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds a priest permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was indeed fitting that we should have a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered himself up. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. That ends the reading of God's word today. I hope in the rest of your time that you spend in writing this out, you'll start to ponder what this means. This is a long chapter. We have a short verse to memorize from a very long chapter, 28 verses in this chapter. It'll take you a little bit longer to write it out. So give your hand a break. Have some tea, relax, and enjoy writing that and meditating on it as you write it as well. So God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day. I look forward to seeing some of you in just a few minutes over at Bible Study. And those of you who are looking for a Bible Study and haven't joined us, when we meet on the second and fourth Monday nights at 6:30 p.m. and Tuesday mornings at 9:30 a.m. We'll be meeting again starting on the second week of January. So please join us. We'd love to have you with us. It's not a church Bible study that only the church members can attend. Anyone who wants to go to Bible study can come. We have plenty of people who don't regularly attend our church come to that Bible study. So it's a great way to fellowship and connect with other people. You'll learn a lot more because you'll hear from other people as they're engaging with the scripture, what they learned, and it'll give you some things to think about. Plus, it's just a lot of fun. We have good food every time, too. All right. Have a great rest of your day. God bless you. I'll be back here tomorrow morning for our next lesson. Time for us to chat together and go into the overview of Hebrews chapter 7. For now, know that you are loved and prayed for. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.